But we're gonna straighten him right up now, aren't we, Forrest?
Forrest!
Now, when I was a baby, Mama named me after the great Civil War hero, General Nathan Bedford Forrest. She said we was related to him in some way, and what he did was, he started up this club called the Ku Klux Klan. They'd all dress up in their robes and their bed sheets and act like a bunch of ghosts or spooks or something. They'd even put bed sheets on their horses and ride around. And anyway, that's how I got my name, Forrest Gump. Mama said that the forest part was to remind me that sometimes we all do things that, well, just don't make no sense.
Haven't you ever seen a little boy with bracelets on his legs before?
Don't ever let anybody tell you they're better than you, Forrest. If God intended everybody to be the same, he'd have given us all braces on our legs.
Mama always had a way of explaining things so I could understand them. We lived about a quarter mile off Route 17, about half mile from the town of Greenbow, Alabama. That's in the county of Greenbow. Our house had been in Mama's family since her grandpa's grandpa's grandpa had come across the ocean about 1,000 years ago, something like that. Since it was just me and Mama and we had all these empty rooms, Mama decided to let those rooms out, mostly to people passing through, like from, Mobile, Montgomery, place like that. And that's how me and Mama got money. Mama was a real smart lady.
Remember what I told you, Forrest. You're no different than anybody else is.
Did you hear what I said, Forrest? You're the same as everybody else. You are no different.
Your boy's different, Ms. Gump.
His IQ's 75.
Well, we're all different, Mr. Hancock.
She wanted me to have a finance education, so she took me to the Greenbow County Central School. I met the principal and all.
I want to show you something, Mrs. Gump. Now, this is normal. Forrest is right here. The state requires a minimum IQ of 80 to attend public school, Mrs. Gump. He's going to have to go to a special school. Now, he'll be just fine.
What does normal mean, anyway? He might be a bit on the slow side. But my boy Forrest is going to get the same opportunities as everyone else. He's not going to some special school to learn how to retread ties. We're talking about 5 little points here. There must be something can be done.
We're a progressive school system. We don't want to see anybody left behind. Is that Mr. Gump? Mrs. Gump?
He's on vacation.
Your mama sure does care about your schooling, son.
You don't say much, do you?
Finally, he had to try. It looked easy, but what happened? First,
Mama, what's vacation mean?
Vacation?
Where Daddy went.
Vacation's when you go somewhere and you don't ever come back.
Anyway, I guess you could say me and Mama was on our own. But we didn't mind. Our house was never empty. There was always folks coming and going.
Somebody!